The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Before I mentioned Jessica Kelly, you promised that you would bring in the air purifier.
Yeah, and you know why I couldn't? Because you touched it and it's about seven different pieces in the back of the office and I am one little person so I couldn't pick up all the pieces. I don't know what you did to it.
I touched it and something fell off and I tried to put it back together and it didn't work. But let's talk about the Dyson Pure Cool Tower Air Purifier, so which this, without me being involved, is a very effective piece of kit.
Yeah, I've had it for a few weeks and literally not broken it the once. You've had it 30 seconds and you touched it and it fell apart. But this is a device that I've been eager to look at because we all know that Dyson are known for their design and for their innovative thinking and all that sort of stuff. But the devices are quite expensive. So are they worth the money? So I've been playing around, as I said, with the Dyson Pure Cool Tower Air Purifier, which we got on loan from appliancesdelivered.ie. It's around €550, so it's an expensive device, right? But the idea is that it can make the air in your home a bit more pleasant to breathe, which it sounds quite a fundamental concept. But the idea is that it monitors the air quality in real time in your home. And then there are filters, which is the bits that you knocked off.
Yes.
The filters at the bottom, which kind of soak up any pollution in your house. And then it spits back out purified air.
Does it do anything other than purify the air? Because it looks like one of those cooling or heating devices that Dyson do.
It cools the room as well.
Okay.
So you can get that little bit of a cooling. It's very good around this time of year because we've had many, many clammy evenings here with the weather that's going on. So you can adjust the temperature. But the big focus of this and what this does is for anyone who has an allergy to dust or anyone who has, hay fever, anything like that, it is the dream. I have become obsessed with watching the little monitor. There's a tiny, tiny little monitor on the front of this device, right? Mm-hmm. And when you turn it on, you can pair it to an app on your phone or you can use the little remote control. But there's a tiny little monitor on the front of this. And what it does is it shows you a graph in real time of the air quality in your home. And when you burn food or if you spray deodorant or something like that, you can see it going up to the red level. And then you can see the air particles being sucked in and then it goes back down to the green level. It's kind of, it's my new favourite thing to do.
I'm a bit of a troglodyte, as you're well aware.
Yes. But
I mean, I don't need to know that.
You don't need to know, but sure, listen, we're all going around wearing wearables that'll tell you a million different things that we don't need to know. Except for you because you're strange. But I think that the idea with this, as I said, is this time of year, hay fever is an absolute nightmare. People who live with allergies, you know, people are living on antihistamines a million times of the year. It's very, very time consuming.
No, and it's good that it takes it out and you store it in the thing and you take it away. Question, how much is it?
So it's €550, which is expensive.
That's
enough.
A spicy meatball.
It is indeed. But the thing is, you can use it year round. If you live in an area where the air quality in general isn't good, you know, because you may think, oh, just open the window and let the fresh air in, that'll do the job of this. What this does, if you live in a bad area and you're opening the windows, it'll suck in all of the bad air and then push out good air.
Now, if you're leaving it in the corner, in a bedroom or whatever, does it make any noise?
It's a little bit noisy. Now, there is a night mode. So obviously the lowest setting, I think the lowest it goes is 30 something decibels, which is quiet enough. It's kind of like a low hum in the background. If, however, you're in an area that has very poor air quality, it'll drum up and it will kind of be like the dull sounds of a vacuum cleaner, that type of thing. But I have to say, I was completely impressed by it. I think it's, I'm lucky enough to live in an area where the air quality is quite good. So I didn't necessarily need it on all day, every day.
But so if you're in the centre of a city, this could be of use if you do suffer from allergies.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, you're convinced. YouTube Premium is another thing you're looking at. I didn't realise there was such a thing.
Yeah, so this is something. It was called YouTube Red and was available in the States for quite some time. And the idea with this is that you pay a subscription fee similar to what Netflix do and similar to what Spotify does, and you then get ad-free YouTube. So those of us who use YouTube quite a lot know that it's a pain in the face sitting through either a 30-second pre-roll ad or if you're watching a long video.
But you can click through them, can't you?
On some of them you can, on some of them you can't. It depends on how people monetize their channels.
I just hate the ads that are 30 seconds long and I hate their product as a result. So clever advertisers restricted to 10 or 5.
Exactly, and let you hit skip ad. But the idea, like YouTube for many, many years got away with having content up there that people weren't paying for. So if you were a vlogger or whatever it was, you were putting your hard crafted entertainment up there, but you weren't really making money. Now in recent years, these people are making money from it, but rather than just doing it through the ads model and pushing ads down our throats, we can now skip the ads through this. It's 11 quid a month. They offer you...
What? It's free at the moment.
Yeah, but you've said through ads, Jono. And also, if you pay the 11 quid a month, you get to skip the ads, you get to take videos offline, and you can watch videos or listen to the music when you lock your phone as well, which is a big deal.
Yeah, but YouTube isn't that interesting that I'd pay
disagree.
11 quid a month.
Do you know what? Between YouTube, Netflix, and a bit of Now TV every now and then, that's all I consume. See, I don't watch normal
TV. I'm
thinking
of cancelling Netflix, because do you know why?
Why?
I can't find anything to watch on the shagging thing anymore. There's too many options there and it's confusing my little head.
But Jonathan, like Sky have a million and one channels. Like all these different TV providers have so many different channels. It's the same thing.
I know, but it's just the interface on Netflix is beginning to annoy me that I can't separate the wheat from the chaff anymore. Even when they're suggesting stuff to me, they're suggesting terrible dirges.
Do you remember you used to be fun?
I know.
Like those was the days. Anyway.
YouTube Kids is very big in our house and yes, that hasn't got ads on it. So they're not going to monetize that, are they?
They probably should. They probably will eventually. But no, like this is just, it's another... I think it's a good move from YouTube. I'm one of those people that I enjoy watching YouTube. I would much rather pay 12 quid a month and be able to enjoy it ad free rather than having to sit through 30 seconds of garbage every time.
A related question. My wife loves Netflix,
yeah,
and works away from home a lot midweek. Could you suggest a suitable tablet to watch Netflix, maybe with a larger screen?
Ooh, so you've got a few different options. Do you know where is great for tablets at the moment? Is Argos. And Argos kind of always have little flash sales. So if it's just for watching Netflix on, I would recommend looking at something like the Alba Tab. Samsung have their Samsung Galaxy Tab E, which is great as well. But now is a good time to be buying tablets because all of the offers for back to college and back to school have started in all of these shops. And while I wouldn't necessarily recommend a tablet for school and college, it's a great time to nab a bargain.
Phoebe says, would you recommend the Huawei, thank you, P20 Lite? I just want an easy to use phone for text calls, WhatsApp and a few apps. Budget of €300. Thanks a million.
Yes, the Huawei P20 Lite. And a few questions have come in about this, both on Twitter and on text. And it is an excellent phone. So Huawei, anyone who listens to the show regularly will know we are big fans of Huawei. The P20 Lite is €240. And for that, you're getting a 5.8-inch screen, 4 gigs of RAM, 3000 milliamp battery and a 16 megapixel camera. What does that mean? It means it's class. For that money, you're buying that outright. There's no bill pay on top of that. So I would highly recommend it if you want something with a good battery life and a good camera.
Nigel is in Kilkenny. Good morning, Nigel. I love this question. I need to get a PC to operate two new milking robots. Any help would be appreciated. Value for money is a top priority. Now, Jess, you've answered many questions over the years, but a PC for milking robots is a first.
It is a first, but I am familiar with this technology because, Dairy Master, based down in Kerry, they're like big advocates of this technology and they invent this technology. It depends on the spec of the software you are using. So I would recommend looking at something with between 6 and 8 gigs. I would recommend looking at either HP or Lenovo devices. Again, look at the back to school and the back to college offers. You should be able to get something decent for around €500. If you want to send us the full spec of the software you're using to packkenny@newstalk.com, I will send you over some more sort of exact links if you wish.
Catherine's in Mayo. I'm a 60-year-young woman who needs to catch up with technology before I go down for the third time. Not sure what that means. Is there any such thing as a simple online teaching tool for someone like Catherine?
You can tune into Tech Talk on News Talk 6 p.m. on a Sunday.
But if you're not shamelessly promoting your own
you can buy the books of, technology for dummies, that kind of stuff. But I actually do find technology is moving so fast that the books are outdated by the time they're published. What I would highly recommend you do is go onto YouTube. And if you want to try and, get to grips with online shopping, for example, put in video tutorial online shopping and they will talk you through the different things. The same with any program. If I was looking at one today about Evernote, which is a note-taking app. I was watching a tutorial on that. So I would recommend going to YouTube because they're very easy to follow and they're not too text-heavy. But if you do have any specific questions, as always, you can email packkenny@newstalk.com and I'll help you out.
What is the name of that air filter device? Where did you buy it?
So it is the Dyson Pure Cool Tower Air Purifier from appliancesdelivered.ie, and it's around €550. As I said, if you're living with allergies or someone who has allergies, I would highly recommend it.
And do you know any cheaper versions of said same air purifier? Ask another question.
You know what? I haven't actually looked at any of them as of yet, but I am going to look because I do know that this one is quite pricey. So in the coming weeks, we will have alternatives.
Well, I hope it is a guarantee on it because I've managed to completely and utterly deconstruct it outside in the
office.
That's
just you. That's nothing to do with technology.
Jessica Kelly, thank you very much indeed for that.